there, welcome back to the Dental Practice Fixers. This is episode 15, and I am your co-host, Dr. David Matto, along with my brother and co-host,
Dr. Richard Matto. Great to be here on episode number 15. Thanks so much for your listenership to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast.
Rich, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I feel good. And I'll tell you, I would feel a lot better if more people went on iTunes and gave us good reviews, because it's funny, a lot of people compliment us on the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. We get emails, we run into people at seminars, and it's kind of like when a patient compliments you and you know you have to do the nerdy task of asking for a referral. Well, you know, we have to do the same thing when somebody compliments, hey, can you go on iTunes and give us reviews? Maybe people don't seem to know how to do that, because it doesn't seem like
there's not a definite link. You got to go on, you got to actually go into iTunes itself and then click our podcast and click rate and review.
Right. And we know many people aren't listening on iTunes. You're listening through our website, through Spotify.
That's the thing.
But hey, do us a favor.
Help us out.
Do us a solid.
Make Rich happy. Help us out.
Make me happier.
I don't know why. I'm feeling on top of the world today.
Today?
I don't know why. Wow. Just today.
Well, that's what Karen Carpenter said, and look what happened to her.
Oh, God, please. Please. I hope I make it through lunch today, then.
I think you will make it through lunch. But I tell you something. I'm not going to the all-you-can-eat sushi place. It's just dangerous.
You know, hold it. Stop the podcast. Why not? We're going there today, we're eating like crazy.
We'll discuss this later.
Wait a minute. We can go, and can they cap it? We say, okay, just don't let us order more than like five times.
I'll only do that if they reduce the price a little bit. And also, they have the sign that you're not allowed to eat just the raw fish. You have to eat the rice ball, which, I, you know, it's a little too many rules.
When you walk in, there are like a lot of signs on the wall.
A lot
there.
Of signage, a lot of rules. they pat you down. I don't know about that place.
Yeah.
But hey, let's move on to our tip of the day. And I got to say, I'll start with a story. I'm going to try not to keep this too long, but it's a somewhat interesting story. And that is little known fact about me, Dr. Richard Matto. Well, there are a lot of little known facts about both of us probably, but most of those,
we hope they don't come out.
I was going to say, most of those we can't say on the podcast. But I was born without teeth numbers 7 and 10. I have congenitally missing lateral incisors. So when I was a kid, growing up in the 60s, just like all suburban parents, and just the same thing happened to you, Dave, and to Marshall. We went to the orthodontist.
Dr. Renbaum.
Right, and I think I had to get some extractions, which I didn't know at the time. I'm missing two teeth congenitally, and they're going to take out more. So,
were you missing those congenitally, or did Renbaum extract them? Do you know?
I'm pretty sure congenitally. Well, Renbaum, I don't think, did extractions. He was the orthodontist.
When things were slow, I think he might have just pulled out the forceps.
I can't imagine that an orthodontist would prescribe extraction of lateral incisors unless they were like,
this was the 60s,
pegs or Asia's or something. Have you ever heard of extracting laterals?
I don't think so.
But things were crazy in the 60s, right?
Yeah. Renbaum might have been stoned. He might have been the stoned orthodontist. I don't know.
My feeling is he was not. He
probably
seemed
not.
Pretty straight. although mom did say that she and Dr. Renbaum smoked their first cigarettes together like at age 13 in Papa Paul's garage. Papa Paul's our mom's father, the late Dr. Paul Shanker, great surgeon,
cool guy. His name is Pop Pop Paul. I like the alliteration there.
We're really getting far off track here.
Yeah.
I was born without teeth number 7 and 10. Well, actually, when I was born, they were little buds. But so I needed ortho. And of course, like most kids of that era, probably this era too, I didn't wear my retainers. And I wound up with multiple diastemata. I guess diastemata is plural, so I didn't have to say multiple. I wound up with a lot of little spaces in between my teeth. Yeah, I had it even when I was in dental school. And I got some, you know, typical bonding, composite bonding like they did back in the 80s. And it didn't look great. And it started to chip and stain and all those things. And I decided I wanted to get beautiful porcelain veneers. So, what year was this? Late 90s, maybe? I think it was the late 90s.
Yeah.
You know, Dave and I were in the fortunate position of knowing a lot of dentists who were great. So I won't mention any names, but I went to a very well-known cosmetic dentist. He did an incredible job of preps. And then it came time to pick the lab. And we talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And I decided I wanted my veneers done by Aesthetic Porcelain Studios in Los Angeles, California. David Block is a dental lab tech. He's the owner of Aesthetic Porcelain Studios. He loves feldspathic porcelain. It's impossible to have a conversation without him without hearing the phrase feldspathic porcelain. Did you notice that, Dave?
Feldspathic porcelain.
Exactly.
I tell you, I love feldspathic porcelain.
He loves it.
It's my favorite.
Feldspathic porcelain and real estate are his two favorite things in life.
He likes real estate?
And he knows a lot about music, too. He's a really cool guy. Really great guy.
And he's vegetarian. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Little known fact.
I didn't know that he treated animals. That's pretty wild. Anyway, you know, it's a tough decision who's going to do your veneers. You want to have them for decades and you want them to last a long time. So after multiple discussions and interviewing lab techs and the like, I mean, he was doing lab work for me in my dental practice, so I knew how good he was. I decided to have David Block, Aesthetic Porcelain Studios, do my veneers. And here we are over 20 years later, and they still look fantastic. It was an incredibly good decision that I made.
Hold on, let me see. Smile. Hold on. I'll be Ta-da. The judge of that. I'll be the judge. Hey, honestly, they look pretty darn good.
I'll tell you.
They've been 20 years
over
already.
Over 20 years.
Smile again. I'll tell you something. Honestly, fantastic.
Not only that, these veneers helped me sell cases like crazy. Patients would come in and just, you know, I'm the kind of guy that always smiles. And they would say to me, I want my teeth to look like yours. Now, of course, I didn't, you know, prescribe veneers or crowns for people that didn't need them. But if people were looking into cosmetic dentistry and they said that, I said, well, you know, that's fantastic. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have the exact same lab do your veneers that did mine. Now, I didn't tell them that I wasn't as good of a dentist as the celebrity dentist that did my preps. But hey, what can you do? I can only work with what I got, you know?
I'm betting you did a pretty good job.
I did a great job.
I'm betting on that.
But let's face it, you could do the most beautiful preps in the world. And if the lab work is mediocre, you're not going to get a good result or a long-lasting result. And that's what happened. So this is maybe a slightly long-winded way of saying we love Aesthetic Porcelain Studios. You got to try them out. David Block is the owner. He's a lab tech. He will get on the phone with you and talk about your style of dentistry, what you want to accomplish, what you want to achieve. He even gives practice advice. He says he's the dental psychologist, but he's a great guy. Give Aesthetic Porcelain Studios a try. We know that you're very frustrated with your current lab if you're like most dentists.
Everybody, right? You know, everybody is. Nobody really finds a lab that they use forever and they say for like years and years and years. Usually a lab is good at first, then after a few months, they go downhill. I've heard that for so many years.
Yeah, there's a lot of churn, as they say in the lab business.
How long has Aesthetic Porcelain Studios been in business? Do you remember?
Oh,
you know?
Since the early 70s, I believe.
So a long time.
Longer than a lot of our listeners have been alive.
Yeah.
But Dave's still, I guess he's in his late 60s now. He's still in great shape and very active and thinks young and really, really cares about the job he does. So you've got the wisdom of experience mixed with his, you know, he stays up on the latest technology. He's, you know, totally into working with digital impressions and all the good stuff that you want. So definitely give them a shot.
Well, also, the good thing about this is that, you know, you're using one of these like large mega labs. Try calling them up if there's any kind of concern or situation or problem and asking for the person in charge. You're not going to get the owner for sure.
You're not going to get Jim Glidewell on the phone.
I didn't want to say that, but you're not going to get the owner or somebody that really makes the big decisions that knows your case too. David Block is the owner. Plus, he knows every single case coming and going. He'll talk to you about the specifics of your case anytime you want.
Yeah, he really takes a personal interest in what you're doing. So it's fantastic. So I think you get the idea. But a little sweetener, we were talking to David actually yesterday, and he said that for Matto listeners and fans and whatever you want to call us, Matto heads, he will give you 10% off your first month's lab bill just for giving them a try. So hey, tough to turn that down. I'll give you real quick contact information, aestheticporcelain.com. He spells aesthetic with the A, kind of the British way, I guess. Aesthetic, porcelain.com. Or just give him a call, 800-544-9605. It's 800-544-9605. Tell them you heard about it from the Matto brothers. You'll get 10% off your first month lab bill. Wow.
Great tip. Even though it went over a couple minutes, it's a great tip. We really believe in David Block and his lab.
It'll change your treatment life. I mean, it'll make your patients happy. It'll change your dental practice.
Good stuff.
Cool.
Let's get into the topic of the day.
The topic of the day, so to speak. What do you think? We talked about some good ones.
And I've got kind of a cool concept I want to talk to you about today, Rich. You know, so many dentists that we talk with, and we've even talked about this on the show many times, they want this like new patient fix. They feel that if they want more, if they get more new patients, everything will be fine. And you know, we've made it very clear that's not the case.
Everything will be fine.
Right, exactly. You think so. But having said all that, and we know it's a much bigger picture, but we do have a pretty cool idea today that you can do. You can actually start this right now. It's not the kind of thing that takes you like a month or two, and it doesn't cost any money or very, very, very little, like pennies or dollars. But it's the kind of thing you can do right away and start getting patients. It's pretty cool. So let's talk about this.
Okay, Rich. Let's do it.
So here's what I'm going to say, Rich, and follow along with me. Let's just say you're a dentist in like any town or city in the U.S. or really anywhere. It could be
any town USA, our favorite place.
Any town USA.
Could be Canada.
Canada, Mexico.
Dubai.
As we've proven, maybe even Dubai, whatever, wherever you might be. Paris, France, wherever. Les garçons toujours fin.
Exactly.
So, okay, let's say you pick a favorite restaurant. Let's just say, and when you pick a favorite restaurant, it should be like a fairly busy place, a fun place, but not a chain, really, not a chain restaurant. Like,
and just to back up for a second, we're talking about something that would fall into the category of internal marketing.
Right, this is internal. Right,
Well, it's kind of external.
It's kind of a hybrid, I think.
But it doesn't cost you anything.
Right, that's the thing.
It's more like word of mouth type. It's like word of mouth marketing turbo.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. And I think thinking about it though, I think it's a kind of a combination of internal and external.
Is.
But it's not going to have
external.
But it's you're a sick puppy. But it's not going to have like a monthly marketing fee or anything.
Right.
So okay, so let's think about this together, Rich. So let's say you're in town. Let's say you're in a let's pick a town in the U.S. Any town.
Okay, I'll pick Naperville, Illinois.
Perfect. Rich, and you've got, let's say we've got a dental practice in Naperville. What's our favorite restaurant in Naperville? Favorite family, like typically family-owned, busy.
Okay, let's switch to another city because I can't think of one in Naperville.
Make one up.
I was going to say, let's switch to, what is that town near the Philadelphia airport? Essington.
Essington, that's right. Okay,
because we've spoken in that town so many times. We have like a little favorite local
perfect
restaurant that we love there. I can't think of what it's called.
Well,
it's
describe it. What type of restaurant is it?
It's family owned.
Mm-hmm.
It's Italian,
right?
But it's very basic, cool place. Great old school food.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bar in a separate room that's kind of lively. It's the kind of place where you could do anything there. You could bring your family there. You could have like a guy's night or girl's night, go on a date. Just a typical nice little small town restaurant.
Mm-hmm. And they've got a banquet room.
Wood paneling on the walls. I mean,
yeah, on the floors.
On the floors.
Yeah. But it's a really cool place. So that's a perfect example. So Rich, let's say we took a picture of our dental office, and just you listeners play along with us because we don't have a dental office right now. But
it's called Layman's.
Layman's. That's
LEHMAN'S. Layman's.
If you're around the Philly area, the Philly airport area, check the place out. We've been there multiple times.
Kind of place we go to when we're on speaking is we don't go to fancy steakhouses or, you know, those places where they just bring out one little course at a time and you don't even know what you're looking at and they charge $300. We go to these little...
And we normally don't go to like Applebee's or Friday's. Right. Nothing against them.
Jinx.
Nothing against them. But we kind of find these like cool... Right.
It's fun. It makes... Travel's cool not always fun and that makes it fun.
Yeah. So imagine, okay, let's say we took a picture of our office. Not our office, not the physical.
And your practice is in Essington, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, okay. Good point. Let's say you practice around that area. I'm glad you said that. Good. So let's imagine we took a really nice picture of our team in our office. We're all wearing nice attire, clinical jackets, scrubs, whatever it might be. And not only that, let's say we took the picture and in the background was like a little logo or sign making it very clear it's a dental office. Like, what's the name of our dental office? Like, Essington Family Dentistry?
Perfect.
Okay.
EFD.
So just imagine, we've got that on the wall.
I mean, it could be even like if you've got a really cool exterior sign, you could all stand in front of there on a nice day wearing your scrubs or your clinic attire.
Right. So that's your job. Take a picture of your office, of your team, hopefully with something in the background that shows very clearly you're a dental office and the name of your dental practice. Print that. Once you get a good picture, print that picture out. The larger, the better. 8x10 or even larger is good. Get a inexpensive black frame. Well, I'll just say generic frame for the picture.
Target.
There you go. Target, Walmart, whatever. Yeah. Inexpensive, generic frame. Before you go ahead and put the picture in the frame, take out a nice, fresh, black Sharpie marker. That could be blue.
I like blue. It's fine. Like notice that better? About it. We both like to carry Sharpies.
Yeah.
I like blue.
I carry
you
black.
Like black. I don't know
why. Why do you like blue? It stands out a little more.
Yeah, I think if you're signing something, it stands out, like especially on a black and white photo.
I just noticed something. You got a red Sharpie marker right smack in front of you right here. What's that all about?
It's for a special occasion.
Oh, okay. Okay. So special occasion, they get like a red
right,
autograph.
Right, exactly.
So take your Sharpie marker, whatever color it may be, and we're going to write on this picture before we put it in the frame. It's called Layman's. Layman's. Best food in Essington. Signed, the Maddow Brothers Dental Office. You kind of get the idea.
Yeah, the smile team at Essington Family Dentistry,
something
whatever
like
it is.
Right, right, right.
Or, it could be Dr. Maddow and team. Whatever, yeah, however you like it.
Exactly. Then you go ahead and put this picture in the frame, all nice and neat. You pack it up. You march yourself into the restaurant, into the Layman's. Now, it's better if you bring some team members, even maybe have like a big team meeting there. You're all there. That's even like that'll give it the best impact. And as you walk in, as you meet that person at the front desk, the maitre d', the hostess, whatever. I said front desk, but you know what I mean. The front area where
it's funny calling the person at Layman's the maitre d'. More like the host or hostess.
Okay. Whatever.
I wonder if this is going to help Layman's business at all.
I wonder. We're going to have to go there about a month after this is published, and the place will probably be packed with a bunch of dentists.
Packed, almost as crowded as the China Moon Bar.
Okay. No, nothing would be that crowded. So you go in there and you present the hostess, manager, owner, whoever that person in charge is, with this picture that you've got in your arms, in your hands, that says it's a picture of your team with your logo, your name in the background, but says Layman's Best Food in Essington or something like that. Sign your office. What are they going to do? Within 15 seconds, what do you think they're going to do?
Well, first thing they're going to do, I think, is be very flattered.
Flattered, of course.
But of course, they'll realize that's good for them, so they want to display it.
Right. See, it's good. It's good for them. What they don't realize is you've just given your dental office free marketing in a very, very busy restaurant that is open for lunch, dinner, meetings, you name it. Free marketing. I mean, anybody that comes in there, they're going to see, because where are they going to hang it, Rich?
Right at either the host stand or certain other places would have like a cashier type, but they'll hang it in a busy place where everybody walks by. And, a place like Layman's, again, a typical small town family in a restaurant, they have other pictures on the wall too. If a famous person happened to wander in, maybe the owners did something cool. I know one example is, I know a restaurant we go to around here, somebody owned a horse and they put that on the wall.
I got scared for a second. Somebody owned a horse.
People love that kind of stuff. Yeah. It was a horse that won a race. They have the winner circle picture up there.
Right. I think I know exactly what you mean. Right, right.
And they love that kind of stuff. And it gives the restaurant a little flair, a little flavor.
It does. Again, it gives the restaurant flair. But also, they're gathering a bunch of pictures of people that say, this is the best food in the area.
Right.
So they love it. And so, meanwhile, you've got your dental office there, your dental team. Every time somebody comes into this crowded restaurant, they're going to see that. And it's subliminal, but... So let's share this part of it now, Rich. So we're making it sound like we're just kind of telling you this and it's new, but this is something that we've actually shared with dentists over a period of time. And we've had so many docs and team members come up to us over the years and say, I tried that idea you had about putting the sign up, the picture up in the restaurant. And let me tell you something, it really, really works great. And the best thing about it, it's free. I mean, it'll cost you the amount it costs to print out a picture and get a cheap frame. That's all.
And of course, if you really want to make it work, you have to invest in a hammer and a nail to carry with you at all times.
Well, that's the secret bonus.
Secret sauce.
If you walk in there with a little like nail and hat, like a tack or something and a nail, or a picture frame. Then it's guaranteed within 15 to 30 seconds that thing's going to be on the wall.
Let's talk about restaurants for a second, because I think if you were like in a room of 10,000 people and you said, who likes to go to restaurants every now and then and have, a nice meal with friends or family or even alone? I don't think one person would keep their hand down.
I was going to say 9,999 would raise their hand. Somebody probably just wouldn't just for the
principle. They're really great places. Everybody's in a good mood. They're, social. They're fun. And then to be associated with that, a cool little local restaurant, and no one's going to, I shouldn't say no one. most likely people aren't going to look at the picture and call you immediately and say, hey, I saw you. But again, as you said, Dave, it's kind of subliminal, subconscious, just one more way. You've got that neighborhood appeal. You're in town, you're in the neighborhood, you're a cool place. You love going to Layman's. It all works mm-hmm. together. But I was going to say, you mentioned earlier, and this is a great idea, to have your team meeting there. Yes. Maybe even have it there. Yes. Twice right. before you bring the picture
yeah.
in. I was going to say to that end, when you have your team meeting there, don't go after work and have everybody change. Go during lunch and wear your clinical attire, and you will be amazed how often people look at you, and someone's going to go up to you and say, hey, is this a dental office? Because I need to make an appointment. And boom, you better be ready right there.
And you say, no, we're a bunch of chiropractors. Back off.
I need that too.
Come on in. Restaurants are great because there are people there. People love them. As a matter of fact, Rich, all this restaurant talk makes me think that we are going to go to that buffet after this.
But also, when you pay, make sure that the owner and the manager and the staff, the servers, know that you're a dentist in a dental office. Put your cards in the little folio when you pay your bill. Talk a little shop with the owner and the server. Everybody's looking for a dentist. Everybody wants to recommend a dentist. And restaurant people, as we all know, see tons of people throughout the day.
Case in point, Rich, one of our favorite restaurants around here, Reisterstown, Maryland. Beautiful Reisterstown, Maryland, I should add.
Said no one ever.
Only on the podcast. Sonny Lee, he's got a really nice Chinese restaurant, Hunan Taste, and it's fairly busy for lunch and dinner. And Rich, you probably notice that whenever we're in there eating, there's always people, and a lot of times the same people that come in, they're standing up there talking to Sonny and Mary at the front area, whatever you call that area, and their pictures on the wall there. And so they see them over and over and over again. It's not just a one-time thing, but they're regulars. They see them. If there's a picture of a dental office, a percentage of them are going to go to that dentist for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely. A little tangent, some food for thought.
Love tangents.
Well, it's not really that helpful to anyone listening, but I just want to bring it up to you and our listeners too. Have you ever been in a restaurant and, I don't have OCD, not that I have anything against people that have OCD. I know it's something that's really tough to tackle, and I sympathize with people. I don't have OCD, but I'm a little bit germ conscious, as I think a lot of people in dentistry are. When I'm eating food, I like to know that it was cleanly handled, and just, the whole cleanliness factor really appeals to me. Have you ever had a server in a restaurant that's just had gross teeth, just decay teeth or flagrant gingivitis or just plaque film on their teeth? It is effing disgusting.
But what do you, so it's interesting.
What do you do?
Well, here's the deal. We just mentioned Sonny Lee's restaurant. I hope Sonny's not listening. I don't think he's listening to a dental podcast, but you remember that one woman about a year or two, she came, she was new. She was brand new. She was young, and she had not only horrible, horrible teeth, gingivitis, periodontitis, but to add insult to injury, her breath was just really bad.
And she had the famous perio breath.
Yeah. So what do you do? You're in a restaurant that you love, and your server is really dentally unhealthy.
I swear I was nauseated every time she brought over a plate of sushi or a bowl of chow mein or something.
Do you tell the owner?
I don't know what to do. I mean, you would hate to tell the owner and then have the person fired, because I'm making an assumption here, but if I had to bet, I would say this woman couldn't afford the dental treatment she needed.
Yeah, she needed absolutely at least a lot of perio for sure.
She could, but you would hate to put someone in the position where the owner says, you've got bad teeth and gums. You need to get it treated or else I'm going to fire you. And then they can't afford it. And then,
But she should not be working in the food service industry.
Right.
She just shouldn't be.
Or at least in the back where you can't see her.
You never know what happens in the back. I mean, the Packers,
the inside job.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's just interesting. I wonder if any of our listeners have ever been in that situation. And if you have a story about it, if you do, let us know. We'd love to hear about it. Drop us an email. Podcasts. Is it podcasts or podcast?
Podcast.
Or you can always singular. You can always do info.
Yeah, info@matto.com.
We'd love to hear your gross dentally oriented restaurant server story.
Which brings up a good point. If you ever have any questions or suggested topics, something that you want to hear me and Rich talk about on the show, just drop us an email. And Rich, it's podcast singular. Podcast.
Kind of like info.
@matto.com.
It all goes to the same person, right?
Oh, don't tell them that.
Shh.
I thought podcast at Manager.com.
That's our podcast manager.
Special PM, podcast manager.
Okay, it does. Hey, let's do our call today. What do you say?
I'd say let's get it dialed up right now because I am excited.
Same.
It's a great day. How can I help you smile today?
Yes, hi. How much is a cleaning, please?
Alrighty, let's see here.
Sure.
Okay, so for the cleaning, it would all depend on the patient. If the patient were to have insurance and or if the patient were to be self-pay, we do provide different kinds of cleaning. Would normally all depend. Normally, for a regular adult cleaning, it's about $70.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Thank you so much.
No worries. Is there any other question you want to go ahead and try to have answered?
I think you took pretty good care of me today. Thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
I thought she was going to redeem herself there at the end when she kind of realized that there was one point of business she didn't take care of.
I thought she was absolutely going to ask for the appointment. Yep. She came so close, but she didn't ask for the appointment.
Sometimes they come so close, but
she didn't ask.
That was weird because she was like, well, are there any other questions?
Now, let me ask you something else. She was like laughing a little bit.
Do you think I think she had like a nervous giggle.
Do you think that's what it was, or do you think she, because men usually don't call and ask for, you don't think that had anything to do with it? She just had a nervous giggle, or?
I don't think it was just a sexist thing.
Because, I don't know, maybe it's unusual, and she thought it was a joke, but maybe not. I don't think so.
I don't know. The whole thing was weird. I mean, first of all,
she was typing on something.
I think she was like finishing up her novel. but then she said, I mean, I'm not saying she was good, but she did say, you know, depends on your insurance and there are different types of cleanings. But then she just gave you like one fee, which
was
probably just the regular fee for a pro fee, which, you know, wouldn't apply anyway, because let's face it, if you went in, you would need an exam and et cetera, et cetera. If you had halfway decent insurance, it would probably be covered 100%. So, you know, that was a little weird.
She should have made that clear. If you, you know, chances are your insurance covers the whole thing.
Exactly.
But
it's funny because we don't like insurance questions on the phone.
Right.
But the fact is, if you have insurance and can get a cleaning that's 100% covered, you should know, because that's quite a plus.
Exactly right. What's your grade?
I hate to fail people. I would have been the worst teacher. I wouldn't have failed anyone, but I'm going to have to fail. Going to have to fail her.
Okay. So you're giving an F?
I'm going to give her an F plus.
Okay.
What's yours?
Well, I usually fail them for this. I was feeling kind of generous. I was going to give her a D or D minus. And the only reason is because she almost redeemed herself and said, well, do you have any more questions? I know she didn't ask for the appointment. I know.
Because she almost redeemed herself. Let me ask you something.
What?
Does that office have your name or contact information?
No.
Okay. Was the appointment made? No.
I stand by what I said.
Are you ever calling again?
I'm curving down to an F. Okay. D curved down to an F.
Well, that's interesting. If we graded these on a curve, she'd probably have a C, because just about everybody fails.
That's true.
Should we start the Matto grading curve?
No, because it's either you do well or it's kind of pass fail.
It kind of is.
Because what would a C be?
I'll tell you what. Let's say that somebody was really rude, didn't do a great job, kind of a turnoff, but then in the end did ask for the appointment.
Yeah,
you couldn't give them an A.
I'm going to give them an average grade.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Shelton.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was okay. Well, I think that was good. So we always learn a lot from these things.
All right.
Calls.
Well, hey,
by the way, just before we end it, if you want us to call your office, somehow stealthily contact us, and we'll don't tell your team. But contact us and we'll see what we can do for you.
info@matto.com.
I say podcast@matto.com.
Thanks so much, everybody, for listening to episode 15, season 1 of the Dental Practice Fixers. I'm Dr. Richard Matto.
I am Dr. David Matto. We will see you next time.
I see the staring and there's nothing else to do. Oh, it's in color.